Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
College football playoffs this weekend. As we said before, I'm pumped about it, man. And tonight you got Troy versus number 25 JMU. That's for the Sun Belt Championship. Also tonight, Conference USA, Kennesaw State taking on Jacksonville State. Our buddy that calls in all the time, Jacksonville. Tonight also, a lot of games tonight, American Championship, North Texas, Tulane. If I told you in August the American Championship would have featured two games, or one game, two top 25 teams, you would have said what?
Okay, are they ranked 24th and 25th?
24th and 20th, but I wouldn't think both of them.
No, but Tulane's had an amazing year this season. So has North Texas.
Yeah. North Texas, better year, 11-1. Tulane, 10-2.
I think Tulane's a better team, though, personally. I think they should be favored in the game, understanding where it's at. I think they win this game.
Now, this is an intriguing one. UNLV versus Boise State in the Mountain West. Who do you think is favored for that? UNLV 10-2, Boise State 8-4.
Boise State's going to be favored, but like there are people that don't believe that this UNLV run is for real. You know, it's been kind of impressive to see what they put together this year, and I do think Boise should be favored.
They are favored, 4.5.
Yeah, I've even seen some fives out there. But remember,
So if I like them at 5, should I like them at 4.5?
Probably. I mean, I'll double check it. I'll run it through the algorithm, go ahead and drink, and make sure. Dan Mullen's the coach at UNLV, former Florida coach. Mm-hmm. Very good coach, but people are wondering, okay, has he just kind of turned this team into, I don't want to say a juggernaut, but they started like stacking up W's. Can they win this game? I think they keep it. I think this is more of a field goal game than anything, so I'd take the points there.
Tomorrow noon games, 11, BYU versus number 4, Texas Tech. That's for the Big 12 championship. The MAC championship features Miami of Ohio versus Western Michigan. Then the 4 o'clock game, SEC, number 3, Georgia, number 9, Alabama. Georgia's 2.5-point favorites in that game. And then 2 8 o'clock games, Big Ten championship, number 1, Ohio State, number 2, Indiana. Ohio State favored by 4. And then also in the ACC championship, going to get no viewers outside of North Carolina and Virginia probably.
I was going to go the other way. I was like, who's watching that undefeated game? Let's watch Duke and Virginia go at it for the ACC.
UVA, 4-point favorites.
Where if Duke wins,
Terrence
still
wondering where
the
you are.
Who?
Terrence is wondering where you are.
Terrence is wondering where I am?
Yeah, because Virginia's in the ACC championship.
That's fine. Tell me the good teams in the ACC.
And they're going to go to the playoffs.
I'll wait. What's that? There aren't any good teams in the ACC? Okay, thank
you. Does Virginia go to the playoffs if they win the ACC?
I think they will.
Yeah.
Duke won't, but Duke's going to win the ACC, so it's not going to matter.
So you think Duke wins, and at 8-5, they don't go?
Yep. Yep. Just another reason to get an SEC team or to give a gift to a better at-large bid than that. That's what I think happens, honestly. But, you know, and looking at this, too, the weird thing on if you've watched any of the MAC games, and I've talked about this like every damn Tuesday and Wednesday because MAC was playing on the weeknights. Like, Miami of Ohio has some of the weirdest, like, Western Michigan was clearly a better team, and I know they only have one win more than them, but it is weird to see that spread, and everybody's betting on Miami of Ohio. I know it's a game that people aren't going to care about. I think it's a great game to bet, and I'd be on Miami of Ohio.
410-583-1057. Now, the automatic college football bids go to the five highest-ranked league champions. You don't think ACC
There's been a lot of talk that they would not take them. They would take somebody else.
Theoretically, that's the ACC, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC. So you think they will set a precedent. Duke wins the ACC championship and does not get a spot in. Can I say this to you, Jeremy? I hope you're right.
I do too.
I want bedlam. I want chaos. I want that. You know why? Because when I moved back home, me and my buddy Zach got into a fight. He was talking about all these great ACC football teams. And when he was done, I said, man, that's a mid-major football conference. Oh, you lived in SEC country for 7 years, and now all of a sudden you... I said, it's a mid-major football conference. See, what it is. And it is. I'm sorry.
Here's the caveat of why that could happen. It says, yes, Duke can get in the 12-team college football playoff with a win in the ACC championship, as they'd be an automatic qualifier as a conference champion. But it's highly unlikely they'd be ranked high enough to actually make the field because they have five losses and weren't ranked in the latest college football playoff ranking.
I think he's stuck outside.
Is he? Oh, he's got his key card.
Oh, shoot. I was enjoying watching him.
So they were talking about potentially leapfrogging a group of five champion, like would Tulane or James Madison do it? Is there anybody else that you would put in that group? So, yeah, if Duke wins, I don't think they're getting in.
You know what I just heard you say?
What?
Duke won the ACC championship. Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yeah.
Do we have anybody else?
Yes. It's like the kid that always answers the questions in class and got their arm raised. Like, come on, man.
Anybody else?
Come on. Somebody else got to know this answer. Yeah, but there, I think Duke doesn't.
I hope it happens.
I do too.
I'm sorry, Terrence. Go Duke. Because I want to see this happen.
No, I hope your Wahoos get in and just get their asses beat in the first round of the playoff, no matter who they face.
Atlanta. Andrew. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to talk about how you guys said earlier that if you think if Alabama loses in the conference game to Georgia, that they don't get in with a three-loss team. With living in the South, a lot of Georgia fans, I hate Georgia. As someone that lives in Atlanta, I hate Georgia. But a lot of fans, they didn't want to get into the conference game because they knew if they lost,
yeah,
it would,
yeah.
I mean, Texas A&M should be playing in this game, but because of the split of right. The conference, this is how it boils down. But I'd say this,
that was Lane Kiffin's strategy last year. Remember, he didn't want to play. Now I will. You brought up something real spicy. If Alabama loses tomorrow and Duke wins, Alabama's in.
Yeah. I'd still look.
That'll be the extra SEC spot for them.
Yeah. I think Alabama gets in regardless of a win or loss, unless something goofy happens, like a BYU team winning and stealing a spot. Because, like, again, if we were looking at it honestly, who has a better resume, Alabama or Texas? And I know you're going to go, Texas lost to Florida. Alabama lost to Florida State. I don't think either one of those losses are any good.
So that's a wash.
Yeah. Texas's other loss is the Ohio State. You know, and then they have, of course, they beat Oklahoma, they beat Vanderbilt, they beat all the other ranked teams. Who is their other loss to?
Texas.
Was it Texas A&M? No, they beat A&M. They just beat them. It was, I think it was another Texas school maybe. But anyway, doesn't matter. They have three losses, but their resume, because they lost early, it's almost like they're not looking at it. Saying, okay, you've had three losses for a while. How are you going to get in? I think they'd like to put Texas in because you got Arch, you got this team. By the way, they held Ohio State to their lowest point total of the season.
And they had 14 points. Their three losses are of Georgia.
Georgia, yeah. That's
their loss.
Yeah.
They just lost that recently.
But again, are any of those losses? I think the Florida
five
loss.
When
yeah.
They did it.
Yeah. So.
Should be a good weekend of college football.
But you know what people do? So Alabama loses. Oh, you lost at home to Oklahoma. Texas beat Oklahoma, so you deserve to be in.
Right.
Well, then I can go, well, you lost to Georgia, and Alabama beat Georgia. Well, they just lost to them in the championship. This whole thing gets crazy. I wish there was just the set of standards. That's what it was. If they're going to do you win your conference and you get in, great. Man.
How long between there's just two power conferences?
I mean, there is. It's right now.
I think it is now. I just don't recognize it.
It is de facto now, but I mean, yeah. For real, like when they just do this.
I don't think they're ever going to do that.
No?
Nope. No, I think they will be in theory. It will be. It's like one of those things you and I both know. Okay, how long have we known the ACC has been some trash?
long time.
They don't recognize it as that, but we know it is. I think the two power conferences would be the same theory. We know it's only two conferences, but, you know, just to keep it hope alive for some of these other yahoos, they won't say it. Shovels at 7:45, but on the other side, taking into account the free agents that are pending for the Ravens and a Lamar Jackson extension, the Ravens could have $80 million in cap space next year. Do you sense a massive overhaul on this roster? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Am I supposed to know this song?
I don't think so.
Who is this?
Called The Story So Far. The
Story So Far? Are they where they from?
California.
I like the beginning of it and they start singing. They got
big pop punk song.
You like some of that pop punk?
Nah, it makes me angry. Makes me angry.
I like it.
I like somebody else. I can't put my finger on it right now.
What, like an All American Rejects or something similar to that? Would you say, Joe? Is that like.
We can't really play songs very long because of the stream. Yeah. We'll get DMCA'd and they'll take the stream down, which has happened.
DMCA?
Do they understand the PYT Friday rule?
I don't think that was one that got us a strike. It was an AC/DC song that got the stream, the audio taken
Thanks
off the
lot,
stream.
Sal.
Guy wants
to date your wife and you won't let him. And then now we can't even play AC/DC music, Sal.
Ravens has some pending free agents. Lamar Jackson extension could happen, which means they could have $80 million in cash space. Jones, Gilman, Hopkins, Van Noy. Linderbaum, Washington, Ricard, Draymond Jones, was it Awuzie? Stout, Likely, Kolar, Filele. All of these guys are pending free agents.
Wow.
Could you see a massive overhaul on this roster next year?
No, can I see it? I think you're gonna. I think it's almost inevitable. Listen to that. That's a long list. I had no idea.
Out of these guys... Yeah. Gilman, Stout, Ricard are must-haves for me.
They are must-haves. Those are the three that jumped out when you went through the list.
Likely has to develop himself back into a must-have for me.
I don't think Gilman's a must-have.
You don't think so?
Well, if you're getting Ardarius Washington back.
Facts.
I'm not saying I don't want him. I'm just saying.
But a must-have.
I don't know that he's a must-have in that situation. But, okay.
Is Likely a must-have still?
No, because, again, like, you can't tie up this much money in that position. You just can't, especially when you've been that good at drafting tight ends.
I think we saw the end of Likely's tenure here when they signed Mark Andrews.
But
and I think Likely wants it to be that way.
But is this a situation where the next step is the not the franchise tag, but a transition tag?
Oh, yeah.
Where you get something back for him. But you could get left holding the bag, and the worst part of it would be that you got two tight ends back, and you're paying a little bit more than you wanted to.
Yep. Do that for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Sign him a 1 year deal.
I think it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. Massive overhaul on roster, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, this is something I brought up weeks ago when you're looking at the Ravens and everybody want them to make these big splashes. It's like, yeah, just their draft picks, trade draft picks. And you start looking at this team, and granted, they're going to have a bunch of money. They're going to have a lot of holes to fill. Who's the pass rushers next year? Who? They're all free agents. I mean, and they're all up.
And don't forget the cap is going up, too.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, Brian McFarland, I think I said it to the group chat, had talked about them being maybe like 80-some million under the cap, getting the Lamar deal done with this and how it's structured. It's essentially a two-year deal with Andrews. But, like, if you get that worked out, you'd have 80 million. But now you're competing with free agency again as well, where other teams, like, we have bad teams out there that will go overpay for a player
all
and
the
then
time
drive the
we
price
see that.
Up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Cleveland. I mean, they destroyed the quarterback, you know, system. Like, thankfully, other teams didn't follow suit with this idiocy. But that's an example of that team that would do it.
But when you, Rob, when you look at it, so you have your offensive line needs to be rehauled, right? We don't know if Matt Ibike is coming back at any point. So are you trying to replace that through the draft?
It scares me the fact that no one's talking about him.
Yep. And then on top of it, you know, we talked about the tight ends. It feels like you got part of that situation. I feel like they might re-sign Kohler and then draft a tight end, and we see who this guy becomes. But again, like you have to figure out all these pieces and what you're doing with it. Who outside of Mike Green is rushing the passer next year? And pass rushers aren't cheap.
Got to get one.
I mean, all the guys on your roster right now are free agents at the end of the year. Kyle Van Noy, Draymond Jones, like they're.
But those aren't pass rushers.
They are.
Not what you need.
I mean, I think Jones is fine, but again, it's so much better when you have a 1A over on the other side.
He's not what you need. He's fine, but he's not
what
you need.
Look at what the other guy's doing in Cleveland alongside Myles Garrett.
Exactly. Yeah. They're eating. If Mike Green becomes that upper echelon savage of a pass rusher, then you can have a Jones on the other side, but he's not at this point.
Those two in Houston still amaze me.
Ooh.
They're ends, both of them. They're both.
I mean, oh, yeah. Anderson?
Yeah.
The Anderson's got tickets to the
he's
game?
A savage, man.
I mean,
he's a savage, Ed.
And it's like, I don't know if one's helping the other. I think they're just both awesome.
You remember when he was his last year at Alabama, he went to the season as a Heisman Trophy candidate?
Yeah.
That's how good he was. And he fell off because I think he had a slow start, if I'm not mistaken. And also because defensive ends aren't, pass rushers aren't winning the Heisman Trophy. As long as people like me vote.
Messed up, man. Damn, quarterbacks get everything. They don't deserve it. You know, wide receivers bailing their asses out all over the field.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He got to the quarterback. That's cute.
Yeah. I mean, between Anderson and Hunter, they have like 22 sacks.
Anderson and Hunter? Joe, you didn't say they got Hunter. Oh, man, he gets after the quarterback.
Leave Sal alone.
Danielle Hunter.
Leave Sal alone.
Oh, why'd they come in?
Hey, Sal, why are there no African-Americans on the wall?
Get that damn boombox out of here.
Get your own wall.
Is that Danny Aiello? Take small breaths. Sorry, I went to a totally different movie.
410-583-1057. That's the number. To your credit, Jeremy, you did say several weeks ago there'd be a massive overhaul on his roster. What I did, I took it as doom and gloom then because I didn't realize until Joe pointed out there could be roughly $80 million on his cap. Get the hell out. Yeah. Go. See you. We're spending. We're going on a spending spree. I almost said something other than hell. We're going on a spending spree.
I mean,
they'll get you some people.
They can, but I bet there's other teams with just as much and more money than what the Ravens have as well. But you still need, I think you need wholesale changes to the offensive line.
What happens with Lindebaum?
That's what I'm saying. He's
you mentioned the line.
You're not paying. So if you have $80 million under the cap, you're going to give him $20 million of it?
I'm not. He ain't worth it. I like him, but he's not worth it.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Shovels is 745, but on the other side, Derrick Henry says he's not at all frustrated with the amount of carries he's getting. Yeah, I don't believe you, Derek. One of the most big, bad morning show on the
show. I don't believe you.
No, not at all. Everything happened for a reason. You know, I'm just trying to focus on how I can be better. There's been games where I got opportunity, and I felt like I didn't take advantage of them and wasn't the best at those opportunities. So it goes hand in hand. We're all a team. We're all one. It's going to be sometimes we wish we did things better than what we did. But, you know, that's the thing. You learn from them and grow for the next week and try to be better the next week. Yeah, my only focus is how can I be better at this game, you know, for my team to help us win.
This team needs to get better. No doubt about that. Derrick Henry says he's not at all frustrated by this. I saw Derrick Henry's face on the sidelines. I don't believe him.
I think he's doing the right thing by basically saying he's not frustrated, right?
Don't believe you.
I don't believe you. That's Rob's all over it today. I don't believe you. I guess like if you're looking at the situation as it is, because we've heard about guys being vocal in that locker room about not getting the ball or things not going their way, whatever. Whether you want to point out, some people point it likely. There's other guys. Whoever it may be.
Hopkins has come up recently. Yeah. I mean,
he could clearly be the guy that complains back there, and I don't think there'd be anyone that disagreed with him.
You're talking about Henry?
Henry.
Yeah.
But that's just not what he does. And I think maybe if he did something, it would be behind closed doors. The fact that, and I don't know how many people heard this, but Derrick Henry's their Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it just, I think that's the best thing in this sport that you could be honored for.
Mm-hmm.
All that other stuff, because it's just saying what you're doing, you're actually giving back and being a part of it.
You give a care about people.
Another Big Bad Morning Show favorite is also up for one.
Who's that?
Baker.
Baker is?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so he's the
Buccaneer.
The arrogant, smug.
He does a lot.
Hard
though.
To get along with dude
mm-hmm.
is one of 32 this yep. year.
He's the Bucs candidate.
You know what? I love his middle finger in the air campaign that he's on right now. I do. I know. Because I like him coming out of college, man. Yeah. I was a Baker guy, and mm-hmm. I thought he was unjustly treated in Cleveland.
He was.
And I think what they're getting right now is the curse of that. This man took him to the playoffs and beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs. People forget about that. They forget about that. Then his last year, played injured.
He's hurt.
Yeah. And he's not good enough. Okay, you know what? He's better than everything you have on your roster, including Deshaun Watson. Better than everything you have. Oh, I love it. But getting back to Derrick Henry, they've got to feed him the rock. And I'm with you, Jeremy. It's good that he's saying that publicly, but I mm-hmm. hope behind closed doors he's sitting in front of John Harbaugh in his office saying, look, man.
What's going on?
Yeah. Explain to me what's going on. Because I didn't come here for this.
And I think, again, like, even with Keaton Mitchell, like, when we did that, the over-under earlier today, and we were talking about how many carries the running backs would get. It's like, why isn't, like, shouldn't Mitchell be getting five touches at least?
Why is he getting
game?
Two or three? Can he get, like, eight?
In the last game.
That's not outrageous, seriously.
He got a couple touches and had a 30-yard touchdown.
If Henry get 20, give him eight.
Yeah.
That's it.
And last game was the perfect game because you know who wasn't available? Justice Hill.
Yeah.
And they bring Rasheen Ali back up, so now he's in there, and he got more snaps. And I know, like, Ken McCusick and I talked about this a little bit off the air about game flow in that fourth quarter mm-hmm. and Ali getting a lot of, you know, you're behind. I get it. We should have never gotten to that point. Because if you run the football in the first half the way that you should have, then all of a sudden we're not dealing with this.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore by way of Detroit.
Yeah, hey, good morning, fellas.
Man, you spend a lot of money to go catch L's.
Don't do that to me, Jeremy.
Hey, man, you ought to call the phlegm out your throat before you call us. We don't want to hear no Kim Carnes voice.
No, man. I was screaming all night, man, you know, at the game and, you know, carrying on, you know. But
did you get in any fights or anything, any arguments?
No, man, everything was smooth, man. The Lions fans was real nice, man. Yeah. You know, they was cool, man.
From the Midwest.
Hey, by the way, man, that was my last NFL stadium, man. You know, I completed them all, man.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. Congrats.
That is cool.
Yeah, man.
Don't nobody care. Man. What's on your mind?
Hey, shut up, Rob. Hey, Rob, you know you remind me of, too? Hey, before I get to Dan Campbell, man, you like the black Dan Campbell, man.
Why is that?
Will you be running up the scores, man?
Oh. Are you going to be home tomorrow?
I'll be home tomorrow.
We tip off at 2 at home.
At 2? I'm gonna try to make it through. Hey, but real quick, man, about Derrick Henry, man. Like, come on, that's unacceptable, man. Like, 10 carries. And we had 16 carries between three of our running backs, between Ali and Keaton Mitchell, man. Like, Harbaugh don't ever Munkin, man, run the damn ball. Like, he just let him do his thing. Well, he think that's okay, that's acceptable. But what?
I guess he thinks it's acceptable. He's with it because he has the headset on.
We've had this discussion through multiple offensive coordinators.
Yeah, he has the headset on. I don't think he gets involved in things like that. I think he lets them do what they got to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've said I feel like he's been more of a supervisor. Like, hey, you handle the offense, you handle the defense, I'll make all the tough decisions.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just throw the flags and the challenges, you know, and it look crazy on the sideline, man.
I'll waste timeouts and call them at the most inappropriate time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, man. But, yeah, other than that, man, for a score prediction, man, I'm going to go 27-23, something like that.
Who wins?
Ravens, of course.
You said of course. All I know is you in Detroit. The name for the Ravens, so I don't know.
Hey, man, you know, I tell you, I can't wait to get the hell home, man. It's like 9 degrees here, man.
Not only that, is Detroit, dude.
Yeah, man, you gotta hurry up and get here because it's 32 here. It's way warmer.
It was like 26.
Hope to see you tomorrow, man.
All right, Rob.
Take it easy. Let's go to Baltimore, get Trippy. We got Will from Rashawn.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Trippy, did you do what I told you to do?
Hey, Rob, I didn't, because look, don't laugh at me, right? I went to the 7-Eleven. I went to CVS. I'm like, damn. I said, what the hell Rob talking about? So I said, let me Google when I got to the car. I said, oh, he was talking about liquor.
I said liquor store. Lie, read the text. It says liquor store.
But look, I'm feeling a little better today, man. I'm about to go to D.C. to go take care of this passport. And I'm mad I messed up on my application, so now I got to go make a little quick stop real quick. But other than that, though, man, I'm doing good. Happy Purple Friday, everybody. My score prediction for this week is Ravens 23, Steelers 13.
Mm. 23-13.
Hey, I told you, go get some zinc. It'll definitely shorten us.
Big game from D-Hop this week.
See, now you're making stuff up.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Now you're making stuff up now. D-Hop, great week.
I mean, you're getting the end zone.
Not because of him, just because they don't see him. Kevin, Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin? I still believe
good
in
D-Hop. Fellas.
What's up, Kevin?
Not a whole lot, man. I want to praise Derrick Henry for being the ultimate professional about his part on this team, man. That's why he'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. But Ravens 18,
ooh.
Pittsburgh Steelers 14.
Ooh, so what you're saying, Kevin, is game not worth watching.
It's going to be slow moving, Rob. It's going to be slow moving.
Hey, man, have a good weekend. 18-14? Nobody wants to see that.
Took a little trip down Louisiana with the mighty Mississippi.
That's what you want to do now? Go ahead, Ed. Finish the song.
Man.
18-14. They didn't cover. I ain't watching that.
They didn't cover or go to over. No. Does it go over or under, Jim?
I think that's the hardest thing here. I would venture to say over because I just feel like we're going to see scoring from the Ravens this week, especially after what happened on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I just go back to... And I don't know if they're a good team or not, honestly. I don't know if this Ravens team is a good team, but I don't think anybody's good in the AFC. So with all that being said, the one thing that Scott's always said to me, Garcia, that is if a good team gets embarrassed on national TV, they usually show up the next week. This is going to tell me everything I need to know about this Ravens team because you guys got – that's the worst loss I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst game of Lamar's career.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about overall in football. I'm talking about Ravens loss.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to understand how bad Cincinnati's defense is, and you did that, mm-hmm. and then the coaches did that. It's like, what are we even doing?
Yeah.
And again, like seeing this in the regular season and knowing we've already seen it in the playoffs, why wouldn't I expect this to happen in the playoffs again?
It's going to happen again. Well, I remember at the beginning of the year when the Ravens win the Super Bowl, I said, I can't predict the Ravens to win the Super Bowl until they do it because this is what they do. And I know that's, you know, well, that's going out on the limb, Rob. No, mm-hmm. it's not. That's who I believe has become part of the culture. As much as I hate to admit it, I think it has. Mike Preston joins us at 8:15, but on the other side, Norris.
Yeah.
We're giving out shovels.
Oh, yeah. It's the holiday season. Ho, ho, ho.
Giving.
I'm giving it to Frosty the Snowman Jr.
Oh, no. What happened with my magic hat?
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The Fan. Shovel's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
I'm going to give it to the son of Jackie Vernon. You may not know who Jackie Vernon was, but well, this is what he sounds like.
Happy birthday!
Recognize him?
That's Frosty.
Frosty the Snowman.
Happy birthday.
Frosty the Snowman. Yes.
What did he do?
Well, apparently, first his real name is Ralph Verone. Verone. He was the voice. As you know, you've all seen Frosty the Snowman, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He was the voice. We all have that memory from childhood. We play it for our kids, and they'll play it for their kids.
Is his voice more memorable, or what's the name of the guy that narrates it? And I always do his voice.
Burlives.
Anyway, his son has come out publicly and notified the world that his father had several families outside the marriage to his mom.
When Frosty would go on the road, he never put on his old magic hat.
When I start to melt, I get all wishy-washy.
Nice.
I can listen to the whole thing. It's just too much. Anyway, it's just like the guy had that must have been a different world. Think about the time in the U.S. though. You could have an entire family move 10 minutes away and never see them again. Nobody could find you, no social media, and you just live your life.
Are you talking from experience?
I read about it.
Okay.
And
I read your book. I didn't see that today.
It wasn't. But that's what he did. He had several wives. They're not even sure, you know, that if he divorced any of them. He may have been married to several women with several families.
He didn't believe in divorce.
No, he didn't believe in divorce. He believed in the sanctity of marriage for sure. But yeah.
He's a fan of it.
Yeah. It's just crazy, crazy stuff. But I just had to give it to this kid. Oh, by the way, he had several sons throughout the past marriages, the other marriages.
Same names?
All of them named Ralph.
Oh, he's George Foreman.
All named Ralph because that was really Ralph Verone. Yeah. Hey, Ralph. My son, Ralph. And there's my other son, Ralph. Yeah.
Jeremy Cohen.
I'm doing a duplicate shovel because this happened again yesterday. I think it's four times in the past 2 months. The people that pull out of the what's the fitness place right here? Is that, what's the name of it?
Coppermine.
Coppermine, thank you. The people that pull out of Coppermine
right
here.
Look.
They don't look to the right.
Yeah.
I literally left yesterday, and a guy, you could see him looking left. There's no cars coming. He goes to put on his gas. I lay on the horn. He gets so angry that he didn't look right that he pulls up next to me down there, and he's got his hands up like, what do you want me to do? I want you to look this way.
Yeah, where traffic's coming from.
I have the right of way, yeah. Jackass. And then they keep doing it, and they're not paying attention. Listen,
that's a frequent thing, though, because they don't. Now they don't look. They just blow out of it like, yeah. There's nobody
all
coming.
All the time.
They just come right out of the parking
and
lot.
And I hate saying this. It's always one of the elderly people that lives around here that drives about 20 miles in the morning at 4 a.m. to wherever the hell they're going.
They drive 20 miles in a month is the problem.
Jesus. But, like, again, I'm getting off work. It's like, hey, it's time to go home, get everything, get all my other stuff done. I'm just driving down the road, and you don't even look at me before you start pulling out.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm going to get in trouble for mine. Mine goes to certain government employees. You just came back to work a couple of weeks ago from the shutdown. Many of you were complaining in financial hardship because of the shutdown. So why am I hearing you complain about your jobs now and being back to work? I don't want to hear it. Ed, I don't want to hear it. Do your job. You're probably behind because you were home for, 2 months? It's probably a little behind in work. Got to catch up. And I'm not being insensitive, but I was there when you were complaining about not working and worried about that next paycheck. I was there. I heard it. Many of you.
Yeah.
Now I'm here to hear you complain about having so much work to do. I don't get it.
I think it's if, well. Anyway, I'm tired of people complaining about working in general. We complain. Everybody's got job issues. I mean, and it's I think it's healthy to actually air them with your coworkers and just get it out, you know. But I love people that, you know, I'm so tired. You know, I tell you, I work 3 days this week. I'm really tired. Like, you're not the only person that works. Everybody works. Like, stop it. That drives me crazy in the same kind of, you know, vein as that. Like, what do you think? You're the only person on the planet that has a job?
And I know it's rough. But again, many of you, I heard you complaining when you didn't know when the next check was coming.
Yeah.
Now it's coming regularly. You got to catch up.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean,
it's pretty disgraceful that happened in the first place. But you're right. I mean,
and it's, you know, this is only guaranteed what, to January.
Is it really?
They can go back.
Oh.
That's
true in the budget.
That's more reason not to complain.
Yeah.
You know, just stack up.
Yep.
It's tough. I mean, I don't know what I would have done not getting paychecks. See, I never said to any of them, when they were complaining about not getting the paycheck, stop complaining, because I get it. I get that. That part I get. You had every right to complain about that because you had real bills that were due and you didn't know when you were going to get your money.
Right.
But this part about it, I don't want to hear this part.
I'd be out hustling before they call the police on me when I was just out there trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
I know. Right? I know.
You'd be what?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the teacher told you where you're going to be, trash, a garbage collector, and you did the math and realized the garbage collector made more than the teacher.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot more, actually.
And he lost the reference of the movie. It's the same rapper that his movie. Come on, Jeremy. Catch up. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, give me your address because I'm going to hide out at your house for the next couple of days because I'm going to get in trouble over that shovel. I'm hot out. They don't know where you live.
I was going to say, well, my comment would get me in trouble too, but she ain't listening.
Oh, are you sure? Is she watching?
If she ain't listening, go ahead.
She might go back and watch the replay.
Especially if somebody told her.
Absolutely.
410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy, this team tough, man.
Yeah. We're getting ready for a big game.
Yeah, they are tough. Quick, athletic.
Yeah. I reached out to their coaches. I said, good coaches win, but great coaches cover. So let me know how you guys are going to do. Need a leg up here.
That was part of James Harrison's comments.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
What did he say?
He said, coaches, you know, he said, you know, coaches coach. He said, you know, they teach. He goes, good coaches bring you to your potential. They gave Ibrahim. He said, great coaches take you beyond your potential.
Yep.
And that's what he said. And apparently it was not going on in Pittsburgh.
410-583-1057 is the number. Well, what if you have no potential? That's just, that's a thing, too.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't argue with that man for all the money on earth.
Not Debo.
I don't want to open this text. I ain't opening
that
text.
That was quick.
I ain't opening that text. It will remain closed. Mike Preston joins us at 8:15. But don't go anywhere on the other side. Week 14 is upon us. It began last night in Detroit as the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Detroit Lions. And it continues on Sunday. And we'll give you our picks right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.